In Likutei Sichas Chelek Yud Aleph, the first Sich in Parshas Kisisa, the Rebbe is dealing with the Maisa HaEgel of this week's Parsha, and specifically with this that Aaron tells the Yidin, Parku Nizmei Azov, to take off their various jewelry and bring them to Aaron. And they brought them to Aaron, and it says, Vayikach miyodom, Aaron took it from their hands, Vayitzerese bacheret, Vayaseu Egel Masecha. So those words, Vayitzerese Bacheret, Rashi has in a two pirushim. One pirush is that he tied it into some type of a handkerchief, and the eagle somehow came out. And the other pshat is to know that Aaron actually formed the eagle. Cheret is the clay umnus, is the tools, and Aaron actually formed the eagle. And Rashi brings psukim and brings the targum, and for a good portion of the Sicha, at least half the Sicha, the Rebbe delves into the Rashi and delves with the two Pirushim and the advantage of each one over the other and the reason for a number of diukim that the Rebbe does in this Rashi, like a typical beautiful Rashi Sicha, where the Rebbe deals with all the aspects of the Rashi. Which I'm not dealing with any of that. If you go to Ois Hei, in the beginning the Rebbe says, the second Pirush has an obvious difficulty. Because according to the second Pirush, Aaron HaKohen actually was involved in making the Egel, which is an Avedah Zorah, and it's a terrible Avedah to make an Avedah Zorah. And obviously Aaron HaKohen was a Tzaddik, even according to the simplest Pshat Pshuti Shel Mikra. So how is it possible that Aaron HaKohen should actually be involved in making the Egel, which it comes out according to the second Pshat in Rashi, that Aaron actually made the Egel? And the Rebbe gives a pshat for that in Pshutei Shel Mikra, and then he continues in Eisvav and explains a remez for that pshat. And that brings us till Ois Zayin of the Sicha. In Ois Zayin, the Rebbe says that al derech v'hine gam al derech ha-halocha yesh letaris kushya hanal eich efsher sha'arin yavir chas v'sholem al isra v'dezore. And here the Rebbe begins to explain how al derech ha-halocha, from a halachic angle and halachic perspective, we can have an explanation. How is it that Aaron HaKohen made the Egel and wasn't over the Isur of Avedah Zorah? And it's a very original, very beautiful explanation. The Nekudah of the explanation is actually pretty simple. And that is that Aaron HaKohen never asked that the gold be given to him. The Lashon of the Pasuk is, Parku Nizmei Azov, take the jewelry, v'heviyu elai, bring it to me. Bring it to me means you're just bringing it, not give it to me, that Aaron HaKohen should be koina, should acquire the gold. Says the Rebbe, if Aaron HaKohen didn't want to acquire the gold, it never became his. So it's the gold of Klal Yisrael, the gold of the people, and they gave it to him. And now he formed it into an egel. Now there is a halacha, a klal in halacha, ein odom oiser dovar she'enei shaloi. A person doesn't have the ability to make usur something that doesn't belong to him. For example, when one bows to an Avedah Zorah, one is an animal and accepts it as an Avedah Zorah, so that animal becomes usur banu. However, the Gemara says, what if you bow to your neighbor's animal? It's not yours. So that animal never becomes Avedah Zorah because of the klal of Ein Odom Eser Dover Sheinu Shalei. So Mele the Rebbe says, this is the cheshbon. Aaron HaKohen never acquired the gold. He didn't want to acquire the gold. So the gold didn't become his. It remained the Yidin's, Klal Yisrael. And he's the one who made it into Avedah Zorah, Ein Odom Eser Dover Sheinu Shalei. So Mele, at least as long as in his hands, even though it was an Egel, this did not become an Avedah Zorah. And therefore Aaron HaKohen was not over the Avera of making an Avedah Zorah. That is the Nekuda of the Rebbe's Pshat in how Aaron can make an Egel. Again, the Nekuda is because of A, it's not his, and therefore B, Ein Odom Eser Dover Sheinu Shalei, you can't ask for something that's not yours, kumteis, that this did not become an Avedah Zorah, at least while it was by Aaron HaKohen. That is the Nekuda. However, in analyzing this Nekuda, in the Ha'aris under the Sicha, and then later in the Sicha itself, there's a number of halachic issues that come up, and the Rebbe deals with them very beautifully, and I would like to go through them. And I want to split it up into three different questions, and therefore three different points, and we'll split it in taka three chalokim. The first shaila is legabe this that we're saying that Aaron never acquired that Aaron never acquired the gold, because he didn't want to acquire it. Now that's not so pashut, because the fact is, Aaron picked it up. Now picking up is a kinyan of Hagba, which is a real kinyan, which works with their Isa to be koina. So even though he wasn't planning on being koina, here we go into a whole shaila and a whole pilpul about when you do an act of kinyan, but your intention wasn't to be koina through that act. Does this kinyan work or not? That is the first discussion. Primarily, it's in the Ha'ara, under the Pnim of the Sechel, the Ha'ara, it's in Ha'ara 45. And then on that Ha'ara, there's an additional Ha'ara, which we call the Shuli Hagilian on the bottom of the page. And then there's Ha'ara 47. These Ha'aras deal with this Shaila, and there's a tremendous amount of Mar Mekemis that it brings about it. In this Inyan of what's the situation, again, when one does an act of kinyan, but his intention is not to acquire. Does the kinyan work or does it not work? So that is one chelik that we're going to have to deal with. The second issue is the premise of Ein Adam Eser Davar Sheini Shalai. It's not so pashut that it applies here. Because Ein Adam Eser Davar Sheini Shalai, in the example that I said, when one bows to his neighbor's animal, he doesn't make the neighbor's animal usher, that's because I didn't do anything to the actual neighbor's animal. But when I do a mice with my neighbor's thing, so here there's a big svara to say that Adam Eser Davar Sheini Shalai. Because if I don't touch it, it's not mine, and I don't touch it, I do something in my own rishus, and I bow to someone else's animal, so it's not mine, I didn't do anything by my bowing. But if I did a maisa with it, there we'll see it's far from pashut, that ein adam meisa davar sheini shalai. So the question is, how does the Rebbe nevertheless maintain this svara that Aaron did not aser the egel by making it? So that is the second part of the sugi here. What is the situation with Ein Adam Meisa Davar Sheini Shalai when you actually do a Maisa with the Chafetz, with the material that belongs to someone else? That's part two. And part three, and that's primarily dealt with here in Ha'ara 48, or 48 with a star. And that's what I want to deal with in part two. Part three is a third issue, which is, here, there's another complication. We're saying Ein Adam Meisa Davar Sheini Shalai. But here, the owners of the gold, which is the Jewish people, Klal Yisrael, they clearly said and showed that their Ratzin is that Aaron should make it into Avodah Zarah. So typically, I cannot aser something that doesn't belong to me because the owner is not interested in it becoming aser. But over here, that the Klal Yisrael themselves were Megala Das, they very clearly stated that they want Aaron to do this. They're giving him Rishus, they're requesting him to make it into Avodah Zarah. So do we say here as well, Ein Adam Eser Davar Sheini Shalai? It would seem from sources in Gemara and Halacha, as we'll see, that in this case you could aser something that doesn't belong to you. And therefore that becomes the third sugi over here, how to understand the Rebbe's Chiddush of Ein Adam Eser Davar Sheini Shalai if the people L'chayra were Megaladas that they wanted to become aser. And that's part three, and the Rebbe deals with that at length in the continuation of the Sicha. So, again, I want to deal with these three parts separately. In fact, I think we'll do it in three separate recordings. But we'll start with part number one. So, again, to the Nakuda of the issue number one is that the Yisoid, the foundation the Rebbe tells us here, is that Aaron was never koina the gold. He was never koina because he didn't want to be koina. So therefore he wasn't Kaina, and therefore v'chulu, you know, therefore it's not his and he can't make it usher. And our shaila was, is that so pashut that when you make a maisa kinyan, you do a kinyan, but your intention wasn't to be Kaina, is it pashut that you're not Kaina? So there is a Gemara in Bab Metzia, Daf Yud Aleph. Daf Yud. It's a Mishnah, Bab Metzia, Daf Yud. And it says, Ra'as Metzia v'nafal aleha. Someone sees a metziah, someone sees a lost object, and he falls on it because he wants to acquire it. Another person comes, and he's machzik, he picks it up. In other words, the first person wasn't koina because he may have wanted to be koina, but falling on a chefetz, falling on a metziah, is not a kinya. So person A came and he fell on the metziah. Person B walked over and picked it up. Says the Mishnah very clear, halacha, person B was koina, person A was not, because person A didn't do a maaseh shel kinyan. That's the Mishnah. In fact, the Gemara brings over here the din that there is a kinyan called Arba Amis. Arba Amish Shel Adam Koines Loi Bechol Mokim. There is, and the Gemara explains that it's a takana, the Rabbanon work misakin, that a person is koina when he comes within four amis of something that he wants to be koina. So therefore the Gemara asks in this Mishnah, on the Mishnah, why are we saying that when person A fell on the Metziah, and person B picked it up, that person B takes it, because person A didn't do a Maaseh Shel Kinyan. After all, person A came into the Dalad Amis. So if he came into the Dalad Amis, he was koina. So the Gemara, the first answer of the Gemara is that ki von de nofal goli daite de medefila nichale de nikni ba'arba amis le nichale de nikni. The first answer of the Gemara is that being that person, he fell on the chefes, he fell on the Messiah, so he was clearly megaladas, he clearly expressed his will, his desire, that he wants to be kind of this through falling on it. And falling is takanat kinyan. Ah, you asked that he was ready koine with kinyan dal damas, but he clearly wasn't trying to be koine with kinyan dal damas because he fell on it. So here the Gemara tells us a tremendous insight that when I am trying to do a second kinyan, I'm trying to be koine by falling, even though be'emes I already did a maisa kinyan of coming into the dal damas, nevertheless, I was megaladas, I'm not interested in the kinyan daladamas. And being that I'm megaladas, that I'm not interested in the kinyan daladamas, so therefore I wasn't koina with that kinyan daladamas. That's the first answer of the Gemara. And later in the Gemara, Rav Sheshes gives another answer, more of a technical answer, why it's not a kasha. Okay. So l'chayra, this shtikla Gemara is a gevaldike yisoid to what the Rebbe is saying, because this Gemara says quite clearly that you, when you do a Maisa Kinyan, but your intention is not to be koine with that Maisa, so then you're taka not koine. No, so it's mamash what the Rebbe said in the Sikha. The taka are not koine picked it up, but it doesn't matter because he didn't want to be koine with picking it up, so he wasn't koine. That would l'chayra be in pashtus. The Maisa is, it's not so pashut. It's not so pashut at all. Why not? So it's two parts. First of all, the Nemuke Yosef, right here on the Gemara, and the Rif, and the Rishon, and bring this all. Nemuke Yosef says that why does it help that this person was Megaladas, that he doesn't want to be koine with Dalad Amis? Says the Nemuke Yosef, that's because Dalad Amis is a Takana de Rabbanon. It's not a regular Kinyan Midiraisa. It's only the Takana de Rabbanon. So Mela, a person can say, Le'nichali, I don't want the takanas chachamim. There's such a klal in halacha. The Rabbanim made takanas to help us. If a person says, I don't want that takana, you know, that help that you want to give me, I don't want. So good, he has the ability to say that. Says the Nemuke Yosef, that's why the Gemara says over here that this works, and because he didn't want the Dalad Amis, so therefore he's not kinyan with the Dalad Amis, because Akinyan de Rabbanon. But, so everyone's been ayik from this Nemuke Yosef, but if it would be Akinyan de Raisa, then no, we wouldn't say that. If you did the Kinyan, so you did the Kinyan. It doesn't matter what you thought, you didn't think. You did the Kinyan. That's what the Nemuke Yosef says. Nu the Chakash, because our Sikha says differently. Our Sikha is talking about Hagbo, Arna Koyin is picking up the gold. And so what if he doesn't, he's not looking to be Koyin? From the Nemuke Yosef, it's clear that if we're talking about a Kinyan de Raisa, even if you're not looking to be Koyin, nevertheless, you are Koyin. You don't have to have the Das Liknas. That's a big kasha for the Nemuke Yosef. So the emes is that the Rashba argues on the Nemuke Yosef. Shita Mekubetzes brings the Rashba. The Ran brings the Rashba. The Rashba Taka says, no, it's not true. That by any Kinyan, if you didn't have Das Liknos, you didn't have Das to be Koina, it doesn't matter if it's the Rabbanon, if it's the Iraisa. Says, you're not Koina. Not only that, the Rashba brings a Raya from Halacha. The Halacha is the Halacha from Uder Benichsei, Eder Benichsei Hagir, which means, If when a ger dies, so al piter he doesn't have relatives, the ger, so mil his nechosim are really hefker. There's no yoyrish. Now if he has, so if someone comes and he makes a chazaka in his nechosim, a chazaka, a kinyan that works, so then the fine belongs to this new person, as long as the ger didn't give it away to someone. Now, what if a person happens to be working in the properties of the ger, but he doesn't know that the ger died? As far as he knows, he's working for the ger. Devala the ger died, and this guy is working. He's doing his job. So working in the karka can really be considered a kinyan chazaka. But he doesn't know that the ger died. So the halacha taki is that he's not koina, because he had no intention to be koina. He didn't know that the ger was dead. He's not koina. Says the Rashba, I have a raya. I have a raya that even when we're talking about a kinyan midi raisa, like a kinyan chazoka, nevertheless, if there's no das liknois, if you don't have das to be koina, so the kinyan is not moyel, it doesn't work. So al derech is over here, the Rashba argues on the Nemukhi Yosef, that the Gemara says, that when the person was Megaladas, he's not looking, then the kinyan doesn't work. It's not just because the kinyan did Rabbanon. Any kinyan means das. Al Kalpanim, it comes out that it's machloikis between the Rashba and the Nemukhi Yosef over there in Yanni Gemara and Bab Mitzir, which the machloikis, the Nekud of the machloikis again is by a Kenyan de Eiraisa. If you're not interested in the Kenyan, you're doing the Kenyan but you don't have intention to be Koina, does it work for you or not? So the Nemukhi Yosef paskins that if it's a Kenyan de Eiraisa, it would work for you even if you have no intention for it to work. And the Rashba paskins know that even a kinyan d'oraisa will not work for you if your intention is that it shouldn't work. Now, obviously, this vart of the Rebbe Sicha is very good like the Rashba. The Rebbe says Aron HaKohen wasn't kohen of the gold because he didn't want to. So even if he's doing kinyan d'oraisa, if you don't want to, you're not kohen. So like the Rashba, it works out beautifully. But like the Nemukhi Yosef, lechur, it's akasha, because the Nemukhi Yosef said that a kinyan d'oraisa would work even if you don't intend to do so. So that's number one. Furthermore, if you look back in the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that in this case, when the guy falls on the chayfetz, so even though he fell on it, he would be koine b'kinyan d'aldamas. In other words, the halacha is that even a kinyan d'rabbanon would really work. Not like the Gemara said this the first answer, because as I told you, Rav Sheshes gives a second answer in the Gemara, and the Shulchan Aruch follows the second answer. So I don't want to go into the details over here, but the Nekudah to understand is that we have here, the Rashba says that even by a Kinyan de Eiraisa, if your intention is not to be Koina, so then you're not Koina. That Rashba, the Sicha works beautifully. But the Nemukhi Yosef says that no, by a Kinyan de Eiraisa, by kinyan d'oraisa, even if your intention is not to be koina, you would be koina. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins that even by kinyan d'rabbanon, the Shulchan Aruch goes even a step further than the Nemukhi Yosef, and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin like this first answer of the Gemara, and it says that even a kinyan d'rabbanon, you would be koina, even though he was megaladas. That's not how he wants to be koina. Fratzich the shayla. So what's with the pshat in the sicha? How could the Rebbe say with such a pashtus? How could the Rebbe say with such a pashtus that Aron HaKohen wasn't koine of this because he wasn't intending to be koine? After all, the Nemukhi Yosef, and really the halacha is that you are koine even if you're megaladas, that you're not looking to be koine. So the Rebbe talks about this in the Or. The Rebbe says, he brings b'shem, shaydichsam sefer, in a few places in Sairib Kiveger, that they said a very important thing, which is, Bahakdama, for just go back for a minute, the Rashba had a big time on the Nemukhi Yosef. The Rashba had a big raya against the Nemukhi Yosef. The Rashba said, look at Udur B'nichsi Ager, it's a Gemara, it's a halacha mefureshes. The halacha is that the guy who's working in the Ger's property, he doesn't know that the Ger died, is not going to the property. So you see that a Kenyan doesn't work if you're not intending to be koina, even a kinyan d'oraisa. So what's the Nemukhi Yosef going to answer? What's the Shulchan Aruch going to answer to this time of the Rashba? Say these achreinim, the daily achreinim, say like this. They say there's a big difference. In the story of our Gemara, of the Mishnah in Bab Metzia, where the person is nafal al Metzia, that person wants to be koina the Metzia. The only thing is, he miscalculated. He thought he's going to be koinit by falling onto it. And really, he was koinit just when it came into the Dalet Amos. So we're talking about a person who has a das liknois. He has a das to be koinit the inyan. Nervas, he doesn't have the proper das for which kinyan to use. So he thinks he's going to be koinit by nefila. And really, he's koinit by coming into the Dalet Amos. Here is where the Nemukhi Yosef says that because this guy wants to really be koina, nervous he wasn't trying to be koina with the kinyan d'rabbanon. So for a kinyan d'rabbanon, the kinyan d'rabbanon taket doesn't work because he didn't want to be koina with the kinyan d'rabbanon. But a kinyan d'raisa would work for him. Why? Because Bamis, he wants to be koina. He's just not trying to do the proper kinyan, but he wants to be koina. Mashenk, and in the story of Udur bin Ichsia Geir, over there is different. That guy's not trying to be koina anything. He has no das liknes bechlal. In other words, it's not just a chisern in which type of kinyan to make. The chisern is he has no interest to be koina. Says Rabbi Kiv Eger, says the Chum Sefer, a person who is not looking to be koina is not koina bal korche. You're not koina against your das. He doesn't want to be koina. He's not koina. So it's not shver that Inachnam the Nemuk Yesu says that a Kenyan de Raisa would work even though he wasn't intending to do the Kenyan, as long as in general he wants to be koina. So then the Kenyan de Raisa will kick in though he's not thinking about that particular Kenyan. Mashenkin by the Udr ben Nichsi Hageir, the person who's doing there is not trying to make any Kenyan whatsoever. Their taki, even the Nemuk Yesu will be made, and even the Shulchan Aruch is made, because that's taka the halacha, that there you're taki not koina. So then the Rebbe's beer is beautiful because the Rebbe is talking about Aaron Arkain. Aaron Arkain didn't want to be koina. It's not like the case of the Nemuki Yosef that he wanted to be koina with a different type of koina. Hitaka didn't want to be koina. If he didn't want to be koina at all, then every kuli alma moedi. According to the Rashba, definitely he wouldn't be koina. But even according to the Nemuki Yosef, even according to the Shulchan Aruch, as long as there's no das liknes bechlal, then everyone would be moedi that this person wouldn't be koina at all. Just to be Messiah over here, that in the Shuli Hagil, under the Ha'ara, so someone wrote, the Rebbe writes, Hey Rani Chacham Echad, that someone wrote into the Rebbe that the Tzemach Tzedek, in one of the places in Shalos Teshuvos, also says the same word as this Chassam Sefer in Kiveger. And the Rebbe said, Enochanami, it's Emes, but in another place in Tzemach Tzedek, we find that the Tzemach Tzedek has a different way of resolving this Kasha. Of this halacha in Shulchan Aruch that you could be koina by the case of nefila when you fall onto the metzia, you would be koina even if your day is not to be koina, you would be koina even though you weren't trying to be koina with aldamas, and yet by Udr bin Ichsi Hager you're not koina. And the other Tzemach Tzedek says a different there. He says by Udr bin Ichsi Hager the reason you're not koina is not just because the guy doesn't have a rotzen liknes or a das liknes. But the person doesn't even know that this is begeder to be koina. Because as far as he's concerned, the ger is alive. So the ger is alive, this is not up for sale. It's not up for a kinyan. So Sadek is mechalek, very interestingly, that when a person is doing a maisa kinyan, but in his mind, he doesn't know that this is shaykh to be nikne at all, because he thinks it still belongs to a live person, that's when it doesn't work at all. But as long as you know that there could be a Maisa Kinyan, then it will attack your work. That's how the Tzemach Tzedek elsewhere in Pesukei Dinim reconciles that stira of the din of Udr bin Ichsi Hager and the din of Nafal al Metziah. Now that doesn't take a fit with the Toichen of the Sicha. Because that wouldn't help for the beer of the Sicha. That's why it seems the Rebbe didn't bring that Tzemach Tzedek. Fakir, he says that Tzemach Tzedek has a different way of explaining it. But to be Messiahim, legabe our sicha, what the Rebbe brought, aside from the Chassam Sefer, and aside from the Rebbe Kiva Eger, and aside from the Tzemach Tzedek in the Shuvos as well, the Yisoid, that as long as a person doesn't want to be koina at all, then he's taken not koina, even with a kinyan d'raisa, and that does fit, aside with the Rashba, aside with the Nemuki Yesu, aside with the Shulchan Aruch, and Neibazoi, the vort, the Arna Koin, that the Rebbe is telling us, that the Arna Koin was taken never koina this Zohov. To be continued in part 2 of Mitzvah Hashem.